As Dennis Tyler, the mayor of Muncie, in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
Dennis.
Steve.
WLBC Woof Boom Radio Series, BSU, MCS, the facts. We're trying to pull together as much as we can find out about last week's announcement. President Mearns presenting to the legislators the notion of Ball State sort of overseeing Muncie Community Schools. What's your stance on this, Mr. Mayor, and how do you see this at this point playing out?
Sure. Good question, Steve. and I guess my first reaction to this would be what my good friend, the late Representative Bill Crawford, always said when he was chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, is the devil's always in the details. Okay. And this is a very early piece of legislation. First, let me say that, you know, Ball State is a great community partner, has been a great community partner working with our administration and previous administrations. We have some great projects and programs that we're looking forward to moving forward with President Mearns and the administration out of Ball State. I think if all the devil in the details are worked out on this concept, that it could be a very positive concept for our students, our teachers, and our school corporation, and then and our community. However, in saying that, it's very early in the session, and there's some language in the legislation that greatly concerns me. And if that language can be cleaned up, and I hope it can, then I think that there might be a great opportunity for us.
In addition to you being the mayor of Muncie right now, you used to do those jobs down at the state capitol.
I did.
So you know how the system works. You know the pieces and the personnel and the parts and the systems and all that.
Yes.
Will you have the ability to add your thoughts and opinions to this process, and if so, how might you do that for the sake of the Muncie Community School situation moving forward?
Sure. Again, a good question. And I believe I will, and I believe I will have the opportunity to have input in different ways. One, I've already had conversation with President Mearns. We'll be meeting again later this week to continue that conversation. And then I believe I'll have opportunities to speak to different members of the General Assembly to share concerns. I've talked to teachers, I've talked to administrators, I've talked to a lot of parents. And again, we know there's concerns. I think one of the biggest concerns and challenges is, Steve, is I think people forget what a quality educational school corporation we have here in Muncie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a very strong C rated, which is very high and very positive. Muncie Central is a very strong B rated high school. So we have a very strong academic programming going on. Now, can Ball State add to that? Yes, they probably can.
Okay.
But we also know at the same time that there's some serious challenges with the charter schools that Ball State is overseeing. So I think people are concerned about that, but going back to my original point on that, the academics that our children, our students are receiving here today is strong. Can it be stronger? Yes. But we have to recognize that that is coming from the teachers and the administrators that are putting programs in place for our students and our kids. So I want to make sure that those teachers aren't going to be impacted in a negative way. I want to make sure that our administrators aren't going to be impacted in a negative way. And I believe right now that there's language in the legislation that could create serious challenges for our teachers and our faculty. And that concerns me.
Now, moving forward, as you said, there's a lot of details that need to be
details
talked about and worked through and everything. This is the beginning of a process, right?
It's always
what happens next.
Oh, wow.
And can you talk about that from a legislative standpoint?
Yeah.
You know, they got to read it and they got to reread it.
Yeah.
And, explain
I'll
that.
I'll do the best I can.
Please.
I believe it's still in committee.
I think that's right.
So there may be other amendments added in committee.
Excuse me.
If Chairman Brown allows that and allows them to be heard.
Okay.
Once that happens and it comes out of committee, then it heads to the floor for first and second readings. There could be a number of amendments added on the first readings. It has to get through the House, then it heads to the Senate. And I can almost guarantee you that when it gets to the Senate, they'll fine-tune it some. I mean, that's just what they do. If a bill comes from the Senate to the House, usually unless there's a prior agreement, there's usually some fine-tuning back and forth. And then it has to come back to the House to concur.
From start to finish, is this about a month process-ish?
At least.
Yeah, something like that?
At least.
Something goes through March.
Something this important and this dramatic of a change in how a public school is operating in the state of Indiana, and it's ours. My guess is the General Assembly will do their due diligence on that, and it could drag out to the 23rd hour. It depends on how the leadership in Indianapolis wants to move this forward.
I'll make this perfectly clear, too. I'll speak sort of for you, Mayor Dennis Tyler. You are a big backer of President Burns.
Oh,
you are a huge advocate for Ball State University.
Absolutely.
And the impact to the community, to the county, to the state, to the nation. You're also a big backer of Munsonians, of the Muncie Community Schools.
Absolutely.
You want, for whatever happens here, to just be in the best interest of everybody. Am I saying that right?
Couldn't have said it better. Thank you.
I'm the deputy mayor.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm supposed to say things like that. No. But I've heard you talk so many times, I know you.
Sure. And however this works out, Steve,
we
just want it to be successful for our students and for our teachers and our administrators and our school corporation, because when they're all winning, our community's winning. And again, we've got great programs and projects that we're working on right now with Ball State as a community partner. This could be another one, I believe, that could be done in a very positive way. But again, and I shared this with President Mearns the last time I talked with him, I have concerns with certain parts of the legislation. And if those can be resolved and done in a positive way, I think we have great opportunities in this. And I'm hoping that can happen as we move forward, because I think that's important for our kids, our teachers, and our schools.
Dennis, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Steve.
Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler.